Okay, guys. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. This is your buddy and your friend, Chris, and I am joined here by the ever cool Nikki.
Hello.
Hello, Nikki. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice. Today was a good day.
Oh my God, guys, you are in for a treat. I mean, we had a little mini family reunion.
Yeah.
So for many of you that might not know, when we record these, sometimes we'll do just one show a day and we're fine. And then sometimes we do two shows in one sitting. And we had a brother and a sister who are both insanely talented musically. And they came on the show. It was such a fun time.
They were a great support system, like for the whole thing.
I know. And we had a brother sister moment.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
so you'll have to tune into the YouTube to see what that's all about.
Yes. So, we have a fantastic musician, just an incredible kid.
And that's the thing. It's like he's really not all that old, but just the talent that comes out of him. He is so wise beyond his years.
Yeah.
And that kid has lived.
Yeah.
Probably live more than I have.
You know, and that's it's funny because I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's like you hang out with him and you're like, oh, he's I'm going to throw a number out there. I'm definitely over my 40s here. And even though I act like 12, and this kid is like, he seems like he's like another 40-year-old. He's an old soul.
Very much so. Yeah.
And
but he's got to experience quite a bit, even in, you know, the short amount of time he's been this floating rock.
And the quality of his music, it's like he's been performing for at least,
oh my God, he's a natural.
Years. Yeah, exactly.
And his presence and gift of gab is just incredible.
Right. And so it's an absolute treat. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I mean, we are hyping the shit out of him right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everyone get excited.
Get excited. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
So enough for that for now. That was well deserved. So this shows, I think it's what, mid July?
Yeah.
It's probably not snowing anymore.
No.
It's probably really warm. It's moist.
Moister than an oyster.
Moister than an oyster. Oh, I love that. We need to get t-shirts. You know.
I will make you a shirt that says that.
Oh my God. That needs to be merch.
Yes.
That needs to be, hopefully.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
That should be like official, you know, merch.
Yeah.
But we have a picture of that pole, condensating pole that it says moister than an oyster on it.
Moister than an oyster. So for those of you that don't know, we have these two very awkward poles that are just like smack dab. I wouldn't say in the middle of the room, but kind of like
close. Enough to be in my way.
Yeah, enough to be in the way. And so one of them we've turned into like, hey guys, sign this pole.
The people's pole.
The people's pole. And then there's a smaller pole behind it. And for whatever reason, it's probably condensation.
She's sweaty.
She's sweaty. She will absorb all the water and then just, I don't know why we gendered it, but it's wet. Like, and sometimes we'll grab it, not forgetting that it's wet. And then we're like,
or you like brush by it when you walk by and you're like,
oh,
gross.
Hey. Yeah.
So we already established that Chris wouldn't lick the pole, even if I paid him money.
I was like, oh, I'll do it. And then in my brain, there was like this little voice in the back of my head. It's like, that's how we get Ebola. I was like,
hey.
You know, I'm like, oh, you're no fun.
Hey.
Hey.
How does a doctor treat mesothelioma?
How?
As best as he can.
Ah.
Which was what that's probably in that poll.
Yes. Yes, definitely. So I'm telling you, it's been fun doing this so far.
We're just beginning. This is only the beginning.
And I'm telling you, we're going to have that t-shirt in the merch.
Yeah.
Moister than an oyster.
A freaking big white sweaty pole.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Seriously.
Because we're children.
We are. Oh, 100%.
And we can.
And we can do anything. Can you imagine us having like a whole like online store of merch?
Oh my God. It needs to be the most obscure stuff possible.
Yes.
That way they're like, yeah, we can have just all of these inside jokes where like the, if you know, you know, like the followers of the show get it. Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. We're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
We are. Yeah. So guys, again, we have a great show for you. I hope you stick around. I hope everybody hasn't turned it off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where they're talking about.
Don't listen for us right now, please.
I had to turn it off after he said moist. no, but seriously, guys, you're in for a treat. So stick around. We got our next guest and the musical chairs of Massachusetts. Let's give it up.
We have Jared Moore in studio today. He has been a North Central Massachusetts resident his whole life. He became a full-time musician since October of 2022. Prior to that, he was a touring bassist for the band Young Other, and he was able to play two major national festivals in the spring and summer of 2022. Since then, the band took an undeclared hiatus, and he continued his focus and his attention on his acoustic cover artistry. His newest project he calls Paracress. He also now hosts a Monday open mic at Mill City Pub in Fitchburg, Mass. Welcome to the studio, Jared.
What's up?
Woo!
How you doing?
How you doing?
It's good to be here.
Oh, thank you for coming in, man.
Of course.
Yeah. Jared, boy, we've known each other for a while.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Chris and I actually met years ago when we worked together.
We worked together, yeah. You know? We were in a very tiny room.
Yep, in a windowless basement of a factory.
Yes.
And you were the brightest light of them all.
Aww.
You made everyone happy and smile, so.
Thank you.
You made it. It was much more enjoyable with you around there, that's for sure.
I appreciate you.
But here we are again in this undeclosed location.
Yes.
Windowless. Nobody knows where it
is. Windowless. You know,
it is windowless, huh?
Yeah.
Couldn't even tell. It's so bright in here.
It's so bright.
Wish y'all could see the decor. So comfy.
Yep. Yeah, I know. And that's the problem with this studio. It's a beautiful studio, but you have no concept of time.
It's like that's Vegas.
It's like Vegas.
Thank God you got a clock.
Yes, I do have a clock.
You wouldn't know what the daytime is, the nighttime.
Although, you know, that clock is up there and there's no like knob to change the time. You have to like take a screwdriver and separate it. Mm. And so for like half the year, because of time, daylight savings time, it was wrong. But now we're back to being right again.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
No excuses, I'm being late now, I guess.
Right. So, Jared, why don't you tell our audience, a little, well, we already got an intro on you, but like, so where are you performing? What are you doing?
Well, these days, I have been playing every weekend.
Yeah.
Usually a Friday or a Saturday, some Thursdays, Sundays here. Just at a lot of local restaurants, bars, clubs. I've just been doing the acoustic cover artistry for about 2 years now. So it's trying to adapt, and I don't have to adapt to it. It's totally my style on the covers that I choose to play. I feel it fits the room most of the time. A lot of 60s to 90s, and just a little bit of everything else. But I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to go and play for some of these establishments. So.
You know, I can't also get over the fact that of how much you're involved in so many different projects. Like you got your solo gig going on,
mm-hmm.
which is great. You got your buddy there, Graves.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah.
I need more Graves duo.
Need more Graves. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Play on words.
Yeah.
More Graves. Last names.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
I am huge on puns. Like, seriously.
I know you, of course.
yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, so and then you have this other collaboration there with Young Other.
That's right, Young Other. It's Dale, the singer, Dale Beliveau.
We've been
playing together forever. We were in a garage band in high school. That's where I first started playing bass for a band, was with him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after a few years of not playing together, he just ended up establishing Young Other.
Oh, that's great.
When the timing was right, they needed a fill-in. And I just kind of ended up just doing it with them again under the new name, under the new music. Just a big upgrade from a garage band, I'll tell you what.
A bunch of
high schoolers just getting together, making noise. So.
And it couldn't have worked out any better at that point, because you guys did a tour. Like, you won contest, a battle of bands?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, I think we were talking about this as well, you know, with the pandemic and trying to figure out ways to reach the audiences.
Oh, yeah.
The band, I was not part of the group at that point.
Right.
But they had established a Twitch account, and they started doing their weekly live streams. So they just started playing in a room, the cameras on them, and they got to go and play their sets. I think what worked out great for them at the time was they had the upper hand when it came to a high quality set for a live stream, because thanks to Nate Robichaud.
Shout out to Nate.
Yeah.
Nate.
NRAV Media. NRAV.
Yeah. So, and just to pause here for a second there, he is talented. Like, I've seen his stuff. Woo.
Well,
he knows what he's doing.
He's been doing it for a long time. So, I mean, even before, I mean, at the same time when he was working with Young Other on the rehearsal space for the live streams, at the same time around 2019, right into 2020, we started putting out acoustic covers.
Nice.
And I entrusted him to make sure it all came out, and it came out the way that it did. And I'm so glad, because it was the kickstart for me to start putting out my own stuff. Right. I was just the bassist for some bands and some metal bands for a long time, and I never really got to showcase, you know, me and me singing. You know, I was always a backup vocalist, but I never really got to just, you know, be me. So that was what really kickstarted that. But all at the same time, again, he was really working with Young Other, making sure they got a nice quality product. And when the competition, with Space Zebra, that Space Zebra show. It was a national thing, and there was only going to be four winners. And the time, I was a part of it then, and I was filling in for them. It all worked out the way that it did. We made a lot of good friends through it all.
I mean, you guys were playing some really big name bands out there.
Well, that was the whole, point of the competition was, you are insured to play a leg of the, tour with Escape the Fate and Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Wow.
Elder emo. Is that what we're calling it now? You're an elder emo, right? Yeah. Oh, by the way, Amber's in the studio with us, by the way. Come over here. Come say hi. Get over here.
We got a brother sister thing going on here.
That's my sister.
Hello, sister.
Hello.
I'll get back in your corner. No. It was such a great experience to be able to just share the stage with such notable names. And they really brought us into a lot of their fans. We got to meet so many people. We already had some people Young Other already toured a little bit on the East Coast prior to that. So they got to say hi to some old friends as well. But we made a lot of new friends and got to say hi to a lot of old ones as well. And for that week, really got to learn a lot about touring life. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We just packed up we got a Mart bus, you see. It's got the handicap lift on there, so it's perfect for all the heavy equipment. So
nice.
Yeah, that thing was The gas hog. I'll tell you it was comfortable. We got to have a hotel every night, so we had it good. We wanted to make it comfortable for us.
Well, so. I loved the pictures you guys shared and the videos and everything. It looked like you guys were having fun.
Oh, it was great. And the bands, especially Craig Mabbitt, of the singer of Escape the Fate, was so welcoming to us. He really guided us. He knew all the spots and wherever we played, and so he really did a good job at just showing us around and just making sure we felt included on this tour. So nice. Amongst other members, but
Well, let's get back to Jared, because that is why we are here. And I'm just looking at my little timer.
Oh yeah.
And you know what time it is?
We're gonna play a song
for a song.
Yeah, I can play a song. Well, I'll tell you, I'm not gonna play any Young Other. That's not my place. If Dale were here, maybe, but...
I know at some point, maybe we can convince him, hey, guys, come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm dragging him out here.
Nice.
Oh, he's Baldwinville.
There we go. Yeah, he's local.
But no, I've been working on my own project for the past couple of years. I'm calling it Paracress. I've released 2 singles so far, and I'd like to play one of them for you.
Awesome.
So, you know, I've learned a lot from... from the Madre, and my experiences were heartbreak, and I had to write an album about it. So here's a couple songs about that. Right. God, I love that topic. But yeah, this one's called Ever Could.
Before I'm done, if only you could see all of the damage done. If only things were different, instead of taking my leave, I wonder what if the world's waiting for me. If he's waiting for new love, could he love more than I ever could? Ever could? Ever feel unsure, act so insecure, like you I'll always do. But these thoughts that flow remind me so I should be alone from you. Ever could.
Wow. Well, you know, that confirms it. He knows what he's doing there, folks.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Nice, nice.
I mean, yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah, yeah. That was beautiful.
Appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. That's the, dropped that one last July. So it's coming up to almost a year old. My goodness.
Wow. Wow. I just did it again. I did the wow thing.
Wow.
Owen Wilson haunts me.
Oh, he does. Everywhere.
Anybody knows me, he's just in my everyday dialogue. It's bad.
Nikki, you want to ask a question for our guest?
Sure. I'm actually curious, what were those two festivals that you played at?
Well, they were DWP, Danny Wimmer Presents Festivals. So they have a handful of them all across the United States year-round every year. But the first one that we were guaranteed for was Welcome to Rockville down in Daytona, Florida.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we escaped winter. It was March, I believe. So it was
That's the best time to go.
Yeah, seriously. Oh,
big time. So,
yeah.
But yeah, we got to, I'm trying to think who else was on the day that we were playing. I think it was Breaking Benjamin, Seether, God, there's so many names. I'd have to look at the roster just to even remember. So, but we ended up actually, strangely enough, we were one of the first acts of the day.
Okay.
And those Daytona storms, my God, they
blow in, they blow out, but there's something fierce.
Yeah. Oh, Code Red twice that day. So I think it ended up being like the bands Red and Seether who were the ones who technically finished the day because they had to cut the whole day off early because of the storms.
Wow.
Thunder. I remember we were all escaping this was in the Daytona Speedway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And we saw the lightning coming. My guitarist at the time, Jake, his hair, he has long hair like me, started standing up. Like, we gotta go run in the tunnel. We ran in there. And I saw when we were, you ever see the flash and the boom happen at the same time?
Yeah. It's right there on you.
Never experienced that before. We booked it. And I watched one of the lights in the bleachers just blow because the lightning actually struck it. So we were messing around that day. So, but luckily the rest of the weekend was gorgeous. So we stuck around all weekend. We wanted to make sure we got to see a lot of our favorite bands. So.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
So that was a really fun experience. And plus I go to Florida every year around that time. So it was for a different, usually it's vacation and my birthday. So now
it's like nice. Weeks around that time.
Yeah. Right. So we got to change things up a little bit for go out with a good purpose, right?
Yeah.
But that we happened to do that one. And then I guess we just got to make friends with Space Zebra. They must have believed in us in something or something like that. So we got to go play the next one that was in September, I believe, which was Louder Than Life Fest in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Can't call it Louisville. Can't call it Louis or Louisville. Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville.
You're going to offend somebody if you say it wrong. So Louisville. But that was cool. Yeah, that was a good experience as well. I think we opened up for the headliners that day were Shinedown, I believe.
Love them.
Yeah.
So yeah, and that's honestly one of the, biggest inspirations when it comes to Young Others sound. Them and Alice in Chains. Oh, and Alice in Chains was on there as well.
Alice in Chains.
Yeah. So, actually, Jerry Cantrell played both 2 days with his solo project and with Alice in Chains.
Oh my God.
Did you guys get a chance to like corner him and be like, hey?
So I got to go backstage and I saw Jerry Cantrell live from the back.
Wow.
That was cool. Wow. And he's taller than me.
Really?
I'm like 6'2". That guy's tall.
Wow.
I remember I was just like hanging out and I was just like, oh, I kind of want to like say hi if I can. And I remember there was these two girls who were probably like teenagers with like a giant vinyl that and a marker, like they wanted him to sign it. Unfortunately, he had a dip, so he couldn't stay. But the singer there, Greg Pucciato, who he sings for a band called Dillinger Escape Plan, who I was a big fan of prior, but he turns out he's like Jerry Cantrell's lead singer. He's his Lane Staley just for not William Duvall,
right?
To play the Alice in Chains songs as well as Jerry's originals. So I got to talk to Greg for a little while. So I was already a big fan of him. So he was really cool. He was chill. He had nowhere to be. We were just like, hey,
Yeah.
So you meet some of those people out there that that really take the time to just have a conversation, and I really appreciate it. And so,
and it's kind of unique too, because like you see these people, meet these people, and you're like, oh my god, this is like such a big musician and celebrity, whatever. And then you talk to them, and you're like, oh, he's just another person, down to earth guy, or whatever.
You sometimes know. It really can be that way.
Yeah.
Another one is Lacey Sturm. I know you like Lacey Sturm. Flyleaf.
I do. Oh, Flyleaf.
Yeah. Lacey got to meet Dale because our dear friend Jody Dodamo, aka Mama Jo, the rocking accountant, we met her in Daytona, and she goes to these things, and she actually gets an acoustic guitar signed every single festival she goes to, and that's she just amazing. Auctions it off. Just to fund music in schools over in the Las Vegas area. So she's a part of that, a nonprofit. But Life by Music is what it's called.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, she always gets to go and meet all these acts, and she already knows Lacey. So she was just also another welcoming musician who just kind of, you know, gave us all the tips and showed us around. And and I remember that we were all talking with her, and then we're all looking at Billy Corgan and James Iha from Smashing Pumpkins leave a van, and then we all go, and I'm like, wait, why are you going? I'm already going to you. But to them. You just realize that everyone's just human.
Yeah.
It was such an eye-opening experience. So.
Humbling.
Yeah, it's really
cool.
Humbling.
That
so
is cool. That
yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, lots of good, got to meet a lot of good people at these festivals, not only them, but also just the fans and the ones who go and camp out. Those are the die-hard concert festival goers. You got to go. I mean, imagine with that storm and have this go sleep in a tent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my buddies were there. Not that particular one, but we would do, you know, the festivals. We went to the renewed Woodstock and that was an adventure. but yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
So why don't you, if you would bestow onto us another song?
Well, I think I can do that. This one's not released yet.
Oh,
An
exclusive.
It's exclusive. Yeah, you get to hear it first.
Nikki, we need the chimes for the exclusive.
Yeah, but this one is called Waste, and hope you enjoy. Surely waste your time. One time might please me a little too. Oh, may harm him a little. I got a whole lot of love and it's all just going to waste. Shooting a living drum time is I'm holding out into the waste. Rewind, define, not so. Deny what's so enshrined, my design. Cause it's yours and not combined. I got a whole lot of love, but I sure don't feel it. I better make it right before I throw it away. One time is fine, it might hurt just a little too. Oh, more may harm him a little with all this time. I could feel her in their eyes. All these things that made me feel so alive collides. So say goodnight and leave you with a whole lot of love. Ooh.
So it's right by my desire, cause it's yours and I can buy. I got a whole lot of love. Got a whole lot of love. Oh yeah, yeah. Gotta, hey.
Woo! Oh man. Oh, I love that.
It's good to hear these songs back in its acoustic state. Just the way it was started off. That's how all ideas start, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm a huge fan of acoustic, and it's just a nice, like, raw way just to get right into it and find those chords and find the melodies and,
yeah,
you know, just craft it out.
You know what else I'm a big fan of?
What's that?
ASMR.
Oh my God. I'm right there with you because I am thirsty and I ran out.
Ready for this with the official Chris Guerra broadcasting glass right here. You ready for this?
Oh,
that's just right. Yep.
Oh, let me try.
Yep. Got it. Oh, okay. Let's do it again. It's got the fizz, baby.
This episode has been brought to you by Polar.
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 Is it though?
No, they're not paying for anything.
Maybe one of these days.
One of these days we'll have like a big sponsor like Coca-Cola.
That's the way. That's the goal.
That is goal.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Nikki?
Christopher.
Would you like to field the next question?
You got Christopher. You got
full name. I know. It happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know. He never says my full name.
You got to keep him in check.
Wait, is it Nicholas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gullible. All right. I'm blonde. I believe any of
them. Hi, gullible. I'm Nikki.
Hey, just go to blonde.
Hello.
Oh
my God. Where? So, is there a venue anywhere in the world that's like your dream venue?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, the Speedway, the Daytona Speedway was somewhere around there, but that's off the list now, I guess. If anything, the Grand Ole Opry Nashville.
Yeah.
I would love that.
We haven't had anybody mention that one yet.
Yeah. Well, because my partner, Lexi, and I, we went down to Nashville over at some point last year.
Yeah,
we just wanted to go check it out, see what the vibe was, and I never even got to go see the Grand Ole Opry. We had so many trips to go make, and we're just like, oh my God, we didn't even go get to see it. So then I got an excuse to go see it again.
Let's go
but
back.
Hey, I need to go play. It would be even cooler. So
Nashville's like the epicenter of music too. I mean,
oh, that in Austin. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
right.
These days,
I can't wait to go to Austin. My best friend lives there, and she's been trying to get me to go down there forever.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
I guess Austin has like the most live music per like capita in the world or in the United States or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Broadway in Nashville it's like window shopping. With your
viewers.
Every window's open. There's a band in every spot. You just gotta, I mean, it's kind of overwhelming, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta go in the building just to not hear all the noise anymore, you know?
Wow.
So,
it's noise pollution everywhere.
Yeah, big time. So, but then you leave Broadway and then you find all the little spots and you find all the, you know, the cool, quieter vibes. So,
yeah, you know, and every city seems to have that, especially the ones that are focused around music. You know, we did a trip out to New York City and we checked out Broadway out there.
Mm-hmm.
But what I loved out in Central Park was they had a little dedicated memorial for John Lennon. Strawberry Field, they called it. A little garden. Yeah. And it was like this, like you had to go into it. And when you got in there, there was musicians playing John Lennon songs, right? Just live.
It was just the way it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now I got something to go and check out now.
Yeah. You really should. That one, that's a great trip.
Yeah.
But then that's what's beautiful about music, man. It's like just sharing it. You know, bringing smiles to people's faces, give them some.
As long as people are forgetting about life for a little while, then I know I'm doing my job right.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that.
Yeah, that's, I do too. Truly. I mean, I just, I'm glad that people choose to go out and to participate in live music, because not only does it give us a purpose, but mm-hmm. it also really just, you know, you just, you know how life can be.
Yeah.
And sometimes just going out, having a couple of drinks or what have you. Just,
it's a good time.
Throwing out requests, you know, I love the requests.
And
I get to see, like, oh my God, I heard it. Like somebody yesterday at my gig last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just had their grandson. Like they found on the phone and they got the text. She's like, you know, she's just emotionally, you know, she's like, look at this, this is my grandson. Can you please play Some Kind of Wonderful? Because that is a song my son was born to. And now he had his kid. And I said, absolutely. Right there.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like, legit goosebumps right now.
Those are the reasons why I do it.
I love that. Oh my God.
I'm honored and grateful to be the person to give them that.
That's beautiful.
So I guess the tradition carried on for them. So,
I mean, that's the thing. You know, that's the thing about the whole music experience, is that you get to be a part of these wonderful moments that just are spontaneous.
It's a thing.
You know?
You know, I'd say, you know, when I couldn't go out and play and I was just learning to be me back in, that was a good crack, by the way. That was good. Can I join you for that?
Crack.
Oh,
snap.
There it is. Pop. I gotta break all the Rice Krispies.
I didn't think you'd hear that.
Oh yeah,
ASMR.
Again, yeah. No, but back in like the pandemic when I couldn't go out and play, again the live streaming just made sense. So I started using Omegle.
And,
You know, I just kept the guitar behind me, and then whether or not somebody wanted me to play a song, then cool.
Yeah.
And I remember this one other experience where there's this gentleman who was, you could tell he wasn't really doing too good, and he just needed some socialization. And, you know, the two of us just talked for a little bit, and he says, why don't you play me a song? I said, okay. And I played Nutshell by Alice in Chains.
Oh, I love that song.
And then when I was done, says, you have no idea what that meant to me. And he didn't even request it. I just played whatever I thought. He says, I love Alice in Chains. And, you know, so-and-so in my life has just passed, and they loved Alice in Chains.
I got the goosebumps again.
It's like, what? I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, I didn't even realize how important something like that could have been.
So,
and again, honored.
Can I be a little greedy?
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
I know okay, so just for the record, you are obviously a very talented musician in your own right with the original stuff. But
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I definitely want to hear some
Chains.
Yeah.
Oh, some Alice in Chains.
Oh yes, my God. Yeah. At least one.
Mm. Like Rooster or something. Or,
oh, God. Cause I adore Alice.
I love Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know every single song. I got an Alice in Chains tattoo on my ankle.
Really?
Oh, nice.
I had to test my buddy's, see how his tattoo hand was. I see how heavy the hand was. So I told him to give me the third album tripod there on my ankle. So just might be a fan.
Yeah, I would say so. I know. I love.
Yeah.
Nutshell, Rooster are some of my top favorite, obviously, but.
Man in a Box is so much fun for karaoke.
Oh my God.
Isn't it?
Just being able to yell shit into a microphone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Or on the radio, it's spit.
Spit.
Oh, yeah.
Meow, 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 meow.
And I saw that. Cat in the Box, I think it was.
Cat in the Box.
Something about cat litter.
I'm a cat in a box.
Oh, my God.
Well, if I were to share my favorite Alice in Chains songs with you, it just might have to be this one. Oh, hold on. Oh, geez. Got a tambourine on the foot. Got to get comfy here.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It goes away. All this more, nothing in my life. No, oh, oh, yeah. Colored clay in the ditch
sexuality not safe. And so now I bet you got me wrong. So until we reach for something strong, I can't let go. Thread that tapestry, unwind it slow. Feel touch and pain. Show your bed like you want me to. And so now I bet you got me wrong. So until we reach for something strong, I haven't felt like this in so long. Stay, if you please. You may not be when I leave. And so now I bet you got me wrong.
Baby,
huh? We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Oh, Pisha. Listen, God. I don't know a damn thing about cameras, so.
Oh, man. No, that was fantastic.
And my point being, we're all good at something, I guess.
I'm good at breathing.
Chris, you, I just found out you're really good at piano.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Also,
well,
fine dining and
fine
breathing.
Fine dining and breathing.
SpongeBob.
I'm telling you, music, it's infiltrated all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for entertaining me. Like I love Alice in Chains, so thank you.
Look at that. This is like another gig. I'm just fulfilling the requests, just okay. The way I like it.
All right, so now I need some Rick and Roll there.
Oh, yeah, you gonna Rick Roll us?
Rick Ashley.
Do I not?
No, I'm t-
And we're gonna give
Maybe
you
I should
learn
that one.
Never gonna let you down.
Oh my god.
Oh jeez.
Nikki. Nicholas, Nicole.
Stage names.
That's right.
Yeah.
Want to feel the next question?
Sure. What's some advice that you would give aspiring artists just starting out?
Well, you know, first and foremost, make sure you're going to do what makes you happy. That's just at the end of the day, if you're not enjoying yourself and what you're doing, then, you know, sure, you might be out of your comfort zone. But at the end of the day, we need to choose happiness first. And that's just like my life advice in general. Choose
I always happiness. Say the only one's going to take care of you is you.
Exactly. And when it comes to being, you know, I live in two completely different realms when it comes to music, the all original, mostly original, should I say, original music, yeah, like with Young Other.
Oh yeah.
Is, you know, make sure you put on a good show.
I love it.
In comparison to cover artistry, like I usually do as a full-time musician, you know, there's two different types of entertainment, and choosing the right songs that not only speak to you,
yep,
but speak to the crowd, you know, choose the right place for it. Make sure you I mean, it's gonna, some people don't like this, but you got to learn the top 40. You got to learn a lot of those songs.
Oh,
people
sure.
Just, yeah. You know, you can have, and obviously go and throw in your deep, you know, deep down, favorite songs.
Yeah.
But when it comes to being a good working musician, you have to learn to like some of these songs sometimes,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm not saying I put myself out there as a 60s to 90s type of musician and a little bit of everything else. I use that just because I do love all of these other requests that I may get, you know, whether it be Royals by Lord or Holla Back Girl. When we go back to Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. I have a saying that, from, Johnny Cash and Biggie Smalls. I like it all.
Hey, oh, I'm stealing that for tonight's gig. I'm sorry. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know any Biggie Smalls, but I'm sure I could fake it pretty good. But, you know, just make sure you really resonate with what you're doing, because people can pick up if you are not enjoying what you are doing.
I mean, so. I've watched some musicians who worked really hard with their original stuff, and then they'll do their own spin, their own take on a cover song, and then that's what gets them to go viral.
So I think you need to put you in everything you do.
Yes.
That's the thing. And most of the time, here's my thing as the type of musician that I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not much of a rehearser. Okay. Secrets out. Sorry. Uh-oh. Whoops.
Were you also the one that couldn't study before the test?
Absolutely not. I was an average CB student, and my music was always A. But no, even then, the homework then got my grades down. So yeah. But you know, I have a connection with music in the sense that I can, if I have the chords and the lyrics in front of me, then I think I can pull it off.
Yeah.
And sometimes it ends up.
I had the hiccup. Oh my God. I just hiccuped.
I was wondering where that came from. Is that you?
We're not editing that out. We're keeping that.
I could move away fast enough. I'm sorry.
Oh God.
But I'm trying to. A lot of the songs that I have made my own actually came out of nothing but chords, lyrics, and memory.
And telling you, the memory part is what really impresses me.
Yeah. Are you guys bantering across the room? Look at you two. You trying to hold it in.
It's impossible.
Don't laugh.
Just ignore us.
I can. I love it. This is good. This is entertaining.
Oh,
I'm
man.
So sorry.
Oh, Pshaw. You're good. You're good. We're all here to have fun.
Yeah.
No, but
it's all good.
Yeah. It's just learning to make the songs your own is very important. And sometimes it's like the Bob Ross saying, it's a happy little accident.
Oh,
as
I
long
love
as
that.
You just, I mean, I've been in situations where I've now have my favorite songs because somebody requested it. I remember it just enough. And then, you know, sometimes it's perfect on the spot. Sometimes it's not.
Right.
But the imperfections is what makes it you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah.
And that's what I try to, you know, do. And along with that, yep. open tunings are really fun. Open tunings. I've learned songs the wrong way. And that really makes it your own.
It does. It really does. Yeah.
I use this little, you know, little secret. A lot of the songs that I write come as like a drop top tuning. So I take that high E and I put it down to D.
Oh.
Much like. So.
Yeah.
And then you get the. And. It kind of opens it up. It should sound like. But it sounds like.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
I like that.
I got quite a few songs that I certainly love to use in this tuning. So it's helped me achieve that original sound, I guess. So it's just another tool for the job, right?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So unfortunately, we're nearing the end.
Mm.
But I'm telling you, Jared, I gotta get you back in here.
I'm ready. I'm in.
Yeah, I love it. I love everything you're doing. I absolutely do. And you know, everything, your music, man, it's terrific. Terrific that the quality of the music, the quality of the lyrics, you know, just it speaks to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing you out there performing, man, just living it up. It's a cool thing to watch.
Appreciate it. And I got a shout out Amber over here for putting in that work too. We've been both Get over here.
Well, you know, so we have time for one more song. I don't know if you guys want to, you know, do any collaborations or maybe, I don't know.
I'm trying to think, what else do we know? You know, if we know a couple Shaky. Songs. Some Shaky.
Yeah.
Hmm. Or some, let's see here.
Put it back here. I'm gonna move my mic. I'm gonna walk with the mic so it sounds like I'm still on the mic, but I'm not really
walk talk.
Let me see what I can.
Thank you.
There's that hand again.
Okay.
Some Shaky Graves, huh?
I think so.
You know, and I gotta hand it to Amber too. One thing that I've been doing with a lot of my gigs lately is my dad made me a suitcase kick drum. And
that thing is so cool.
It really is.
Yeah, it's really like added a lot to the set. Really gets people's fingers tapping and kind of, you know, gets them feeling the rhythm a lot more. So, but Amber introduced me to this artist called Shaky Graves that does exactly that. And that's been a huge inspiration in trying to develop this new sound that I've been working on for my cover artistry. So, it only seems appropriate to do something like this.
Yeah.
Cool. Sorry, I got to pull up the chords.
According to who?
Wow. Oh, God. So wait, you sing his part and then I sing her part, right?
Probably. Sounds about right.
Something like that. I don't know. Well, here's Dearly Departed by Shaky Graves.
What's a dagger without a cloak?
I don't know.
Yes!
You and I both know that the house is haunted. Yeah, you and I both know that the ghost is me. You done catch me in your bed, just rattling your chains. Well, back then, baby, it didn't seem so strange. In the midnight hour, you came alive. I had to go get my crystal ball.
I had to find that stick.
When the sun came up, we had no place to hide.
But then you had to tell your friends that my fangs were fake.
That's so messed up.
I know, right?
Oh no, that house is haunted. Yeah, you and I both know that my ghost is me. Used to catch me in your bedsheets, just to rattle in your teeth. Well, back then, baby, didn't seem so strange. When it all is dead and gone, still takes two to make a house a home. Girl, I'm as lonesome as the catacombs. I ain't all alone there. Better feeling in the air.
Another song we usually do at the gigs.
So. Yeah, it's fun.
We that was awesome. Shaky,
but I'm out. I'm gonna roll over here.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Yeah. Just disappears just like that.
Love you. Okay, bye. Jeez.
Okay, love you. Okay, bye. Cool.
Love you.
Love you too.
Also,
appreciate
just,
the hell out
I'm
of you.
I'm gonna add something.
Okay.
Oh, and she's back.
I am just for a second. I just want to say how incredibly, overwhelmingly proud I am of you.
Oh.
I just, no, I really do. I just like,
seriously,
it like,
definitely.
It's painful how proud I am of you. Aww. It's like, that's my baby brother, you know, and he's just, okay. I was going to say this in mine, but I'm going to say it anyways. He's doing,
bring it in.
He's doing all of the things, like all the things. And I just, I'm getting emotional. I'm just like, mom, man, I'm just proud of you. And that's all. I love you. Keep kicking ass.
I love the both of you.
We're both kicking ass out here. What are you talking about? I show her a few tips on just like how to start doing the gigs and stuff. And now she's just like 8 gigs a month.
Oh, stop it.
12 gigs a month. Like just more and more and more. Just getting out there.
This special moment was brought to you by Mentos.
Actually,
are you telling me my breath is bad? You're going to hear more about Amber's story in just a little bit. So,
yeah.
Or in another podcast. In another podcast. In a different, separate one.
I know. We're like living the multiverse.
Yes.
I know.
Nothing makes sense. No, that's terrific, guys. Jared, I'm also proud of you. Like, you know, I've seen you where you started and where you're now and where you're going. Like, like you're doing great, dude.
And yeah. All right back at you. Look at you.
Oh, thanks.
Doing the damn thing.
Doing the damn thing.
You're making all this happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know. Well,
I'm really grateful just to be able to share these stories and have you guys come on and play music and let the world know that the person behind the music.
Hey.
You know?
Well, we appreciate the platform. Appreciate you. Nikki, appreciate you.
Definitely. I appreciate
Nicholas,
you too.
I guess.
Nicholas.
I guess that's the new name now. Nikki. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you. And so, again, real quick, if people want to find your music, where do they go?
So here's the deal. I got like 4 projects now. You can find everything under my handle. It is at Need More Jared. That's MOORE Jared. It's kind of like my name, you know? It's
I a see play what on you words. Did there.
If you'd like, anyways, feel free to check out my acoustic duo with Mr. Jesse Graves, Need More Graves at Need More Graves. Check out my other band at Young_Other.
Ooh.
And the newly uploaded at Paracress MA for all of my new originals that are coming out very, very soon. Wow. A little sneak peek today. So, hey.
That's a list.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like impressed that you had that all memorized.
I could be very wrong.
I can barely remember our.
Stop. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast. I don't know.
He felt more wrong. No, just
kidding. Oh, no. Everybody does.
No, that's terrific. Thank
and you.
You
guys know where to find us, too, on the Facebooks and the YouTube.
Musical Chairs, baby.
Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. So make sure you guys are following us. We have some great episodes heading up. Coming up, I don't know. I'm choking.
Sorry, there they go again. Gotta separate these two.
They're so giggly. We wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah. So again, guys, thank you again for tuning in. We love you, and we're sending you off. So, bye.
Bye.